make sure you keep everything quiet so Peyton doesn't get tipped off to what you're doing?
I mean, just do what we've been doing, you know. When we get out there, you know, he gonna know, have a clue what we're doing. The guy been in the game for a long time. So, you know, whatever we throw at him, pretty sure he'll try to handle it. And, you know, if he can't, we'll try to take advantage of it. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. So, just got to wait and see.
Is there any key to slowing down Thomas or Sanders?
Yeah, playing good defense.
Sure. Technique-wise, what's the difference between playing a big guy like Thomas versus some of the smaller guys that you guys have faced over time?
You know, smaller guy, they got good quickness. Big guy, you know, they got good body mass, you know, push off, you know, they can mush you around. So, just got to do what you do out there.
Why is Sanders so difficult to cover?
He can stop on the dime. He can go vertical. He can get in and out of his breaks. So, you know, he can do a lot. Just got to be out there competing, going hard every play.
Is his style any way similar to maybe Antonio Brown or Edelman or anybody else?
In many ways, you know, they all can do pretty much the same thing. They all can do different things. So,
has prep work different this week for Peyton as opposed to earlier in the year when you're talking about Brock Osweiler?
Say that again.
How's the prep work different this week for Peyton as opposed to earlier in the year when it came to Brock Osweiler?
I mean, we just got to be ready for whatever get thrown at us. You know, he got film. Osweiler got film. But, you know, we just got to be prepared. That's all.
What about playing the challenges of playing in Denver where, you know, it's giving you guys a tough time playing in Denver? Also, you haven't won that much on the road. You haven't played much on the road in the playoffs. But this is a road game. You know, those have been a challenge for you the last couple of times as a team.
It's good to be at home, but, you know, that don't mean nothing. For us, for anybody else, it doesn't mean nothing just because you're at home or whatever. You just got to go out there and play.
This is just another experience for you in what has been a whirlwind year for you. What have you learned about yourself this season, running the Pro Bowl? And now monumental play in the Super Bowl, but now you're on the road in a conference championship game. What are you learning about yourself as more and more faith, more and more expectations are put on you?
You know, I just learned I got to go out there and, you know, do the best I can, you know, do anything to help this team win and, you know, show up when it's time to show up. And, you know, it's been a great honor, you know, to play with this organization, you know, a lot of success, but, you know, none of that means nothing until we do what we have to do.
Malcolm, what about all this trash talk about Tom Brady being a baby? You know, the New York Daily News putting his head on the body of a baby. I mean, does that get under anybody's skin at all?
No, that don't win football games. So, I mean, it doesn't bother me. I hope it don't bother no one else.
Malcolm, what did you guys take away as a defense from that Week 12 game in Denver?
Everything we didn't do well. That's what we took, you know. Everything we didn't do well.
Which was, what were the things you guys, like, you know, thought about maybe after the game you could have done differently?
Tackle, you know, cover, make plays when they're there, everything.
Importance of having Hightower and Collins healthy when you're facing this team this time around?
Most definitely you want everybody out there, but if they is, they is. If they're not, they're not. You got to be ready. You know, you can't wait and sit around.
How much can it help you that you have the experience of a playoff run from last year to rely on this year?
I mean, I didn't play as much last year during the playoffs, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, whenever I get my opportunity, I got an opportunity, I'm going to be ready to go when it's time.
How did Justin Coleman help you guys last week? I mean, he's been in and out of the lineup, but it seemed like he might have played his best game of the season.
You know, Coleman, you know, he's a great player. You know, comes in, work hard. You know, just doing anything to help the team win, man. That was a great week last week, but, you know, they can't do nothing to help us this week, so we got to keep moving forward.
Is that the essence of what you learned last year from your experience, that at any moment in the playoffs, anybody can make an impact, and you almost have to be aware every snap, every second?
Most definitely. Every play counts. Every play counts. You know, a one-yard run, 12-yard pass, every play counts. So you most definitely got to be playing at a high level, taking advantage of everything, and it's the real deal. We're going to go home.
What's helped you build off of that monumental loss? What's helped you this last year become better and better? Besides, you know, just being the pro athlete that you are and what you're expected in this room? What's helped you personally just grow?
You know, the expectations around here, you know, the expectations for myself, you know, helping the team win, preparing more, you know, just want to be a good player and help my team win also. So that's all about that one.
Do you consider yourself one of the best cornerbacks in the league yet, though?
I mean, you know, I'm just playing football. You know, I let the fans and whoever else, you know, judge me on that. But, you know, as long as my teammates and coaches and staff and the Patriots organization think I'm doing a great job, you know, that's all that matters.
Malcolm, I would guess it would be a little hard to anticipate, but how much different is their offense with Peyton Manning than it was with Osweiler?
You know, from what I seen when he got in the game last time they swapped the quarterback position, the run game stepped up a lot. And, you know, Manny, as usual, he can do a whole lot of audibles and change the plays, lineman scrimmage, and things like that. So, more options when he get up there. He can do a lot.
Still a high level of respect for Peyton Manning, you know, despite.
Oh, most definitely. Nothing but respect for Peyton Manning.
Malcolm, what can you say about Patrick Chung's coverage ability this year, especially against tight ends?
You know, Patrick Chung, he's done a great job this year, you know, playing in roles. He's a good player. He can play in a lot of positions, do a lot of things, tackle, cover, play in the box, special teams. So we just glad to have one of those guys. And, you know, we got plenty more players that can do the same thing. But Patrick done a great job this year.
Does he go up against Rob at all during practice, and what are those battles like?
I mean, we all get after it. So, of course, I have, Justin Coleman have, everyone have. So, it's nothing new.
When you've looked at the film, what has Logan done well against some bigger wide receivers like Thomas earlier this season, like, you know, DeAndre Hopkins?
Just get after him. That's it. You know, play his game, play good coverage, and that's all you can do, play good coverage. That's the only thing that's going to help you is playing good coverage. So,
in terms of your own development, has it been playing with Logan? Maybe the advice of McCourty or Chung that's helped you this season?
Both. Everybody. Logan, McCourty, Chung, you know, I'm like a baby to them. You know, this is my second year. Everybody else got like three or more. But, you know, I'm learning myself too and picking up from others. So, you know, it's all coming together and it's a process and it's kind of going well.
How has your life changed in the last 50 years since the Super Bowl, and how have you been able to stay grounded?
You said how my life changed in the last 50 years?
Weeks.
Oh, okay. A lot of attention, expectations, you know, a lot of judgment, but, you know, just got to keep your head down.
Coach help you do that?
No, that's just me. That's just me, so... that's it.
Is it almost unspoken though? To go back to the turn the expectation here. I mean, we see all on the hats do your job, but it's almost unspoken. No one really has to say it. I imagine this locker room. It's just reputations of the guys in here, the guys who played, the guys who are gone, the guys who are coming in. It's just that expectation.
All I can say, the expectations are high, and you just got to do your job and not just do it. You got to do it at a high level.
Coach Belichick was saying that it's always dangerous to underestimate Peyton Manning. He'll never, ever do that. Why is that from your perspective as far as, like, what is it about Peyton? He's a guy who can always get out there and have a big game.
That's Peyton Manning. I mean, the name explains itself. Great, great player, future Hall of Famer, you know, a lot of experience. He's just a great player. I'll never overlook Peyton Manning, so that's that.
I feel like his skills are still as sharp as they ever were?
I think so. Everyone not going to be perfect all the time, but I think so.
Appreciate it, man.
That's it.